Good morning, it's your girl Big Brand Entertainment coming at you this morning with a heavy heart, clear mind. I've been experiencing some withdrawals, let's just say. You know, where do I start? Where do I start? I've had so many breaking points, breaking moments, breaking down, just everything. I shielded myself away from my family including my ex-girlfriend. I've just come to realize that my past, it still bothers me, and in order for me to move forward in my life, I have to accept that, you know? And the next thing going forward with that is, after accepting it, is knowing that I've accepted it, you know? I've forgiven everyone that has hurt me in any way, shape, or form, little, big, minor, don't really matter, you know. I did forgive you guys. I did. I do. But the one person that I have not forgiven for all of the pain and hurt is myself. I'm the one person who hasn't come to realize that I need to forgive myself. For allowing people to come in and hurt me in that way. It's just, I don't know, you guys. I don't know. I've been doing my best to accept what it is and accept what's not. I was born by the river, in a little town, you know, so I've had a rough past couple months, and just these past 3 weeks really was my toughest, you know. I've done everything I could possibly do to want better for myself, to do better for myself, to need to do better for myself, and not only for myself, for my son, you know. It's not about me anymore. I'm no longer important. And once I've had my son, that's when my priorities became important. And I'll be damned if I let anybody come in and destroy what I'm trying to do for this little boy. Coming from a single parent and raising this man by myself. Where do I start? I've been through so much. So much in my entire life of being here on this earth. I've literally been through so much. I can name it to you guys from A to Z. However, my book is going to explain everything. You know, I no longer want to stand in my pain. I no longer want to stand in my own sorrow. I don't have to. Honestly. I endured all this pain. I allowed all this pain, all this hurt, all this misbelief, all this. I've allowed so many people to come into my life, including my family, you know, to misguide me, to mislead me, to misunderstand me. And I'm no longer allowing it. There's boundaries. You know, and I'm setting mine in stone. My relationship is my relationship. I don't intervene with y'all's, don't intervene with mine's. I don't give a fuck who I'm with. You don't like them, stay away. But don't invite me and think I'm not bringing my significant other, whether you like them or not, whoever I may choose to be with after this, you know. If I'm happy, y'all should be happy. I don't care if I came to y'all in confinement, if I've had a disagreement with my significant other and I needed to talk to somebody, don't use that against them. Because I know so much dirt about y'all significant others, and that goes for my parents as well, you feel me? I know all y'all secrets, all y'all dirt. Don't hold the little bullshit that I tell y'all about mine and what she did on the past. We've moved on from the past, you know? We did. I've forgiven her for what she's done. She's forgiven me. I don't need y'all to intervene with it. That's not y'all's problem. I'm not y'all's problem. Because at the end of the day, my priority is my family that I've established. Which means my son and whoever I add in there in the mix of my son is my main priority. It's not my family. It's not my first family anymore. My first family is the family I built with my son. That's my priority first. My home front comes first and foremost. So y'all need to understand that. That's me, sorry you guys. I'm just lost, you guys. Everything in me is screaming, go back to Detroit. But then the other side, the same thing here. Where you at? Start fresh. Start over. Focus on you. I deserve this focus on myself. I've been so focused on everything and everybody else to the point I've lost myself. So now I need to find myself again. And honestly, who gonna help me with that? Who gonna help me get back to my happy place, back to my sanity? Something I gotta do myself, you know? It's just crazy. Like, I don't even know why I did it to myself, though, you know? So, shit is just crazy. You look upon a tumble and fall, all the mountains should crumble to the sea. I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by. Oh! I could cry right now. I could cry my heart out. I could scream to the top of my lungs. I could curl up in fetal position and scream until my heart can't scream no more. But all those things I've done in Detroit already. I've sat in the middle of nowhere by myself. I curled up under that bench. I held myself in fetal position. I screamed. I cried. I pulled at my hair. I did all that. I did all of that. I did all of that. And the land is dark. Only for my heart to continue to hurt. My heart continues to hurt. Because the only person I want in this world other than my son. Still want you, regardless. Regardless of what we've been through, regardless of what my parents put us through, regardless of what I've allowed us to go through, you know. I love the fuck out of this world. She didn't help me see myself in ways that I didn't even realize I existed. And it hurts me to death because they did come here and warn me. This is fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I probably will never get it. Probably will never understand it. At this point, I don't care to get it. I don't care to understand it. I just want my happy place back. And my happy place was and always will be with her and our kids. My comfort base. I'm so vulnerable right now. I'm scared. I lost her. I honestly lost the love of my life. Protect us.
make sure we don't crumble to the sea. Unfortunately, we did. And I'm drowning my own sorrow. And all the Lord stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. I can't even. I no longer have a home to go to. If I was to go back to Detroit, I literally would be starting over for nothing. And I'm okay with that. I am. Why do I do that when I've already established I'm doing with somebody? Just know I love you. I always love you. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So, this is where my family lives. I won't cry. I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by. I'm so sorry from the bottom of my heart for allowing so much of that bullshit to carry out, for allowing it to carry out for as long as it did, for not putting my foot down, for not standing up for my family. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry for it all. I'm sorry. I hope you can forgive me one day. I'm not gonna take too much of y'all time, but. I just wanted to get on here and let y'all know that I've had some minor setbacks. But
I'm gonna continue moving forward, continue moving, doing what I need to do to better myself, to better my future, to better my son's future, and to tell my story the way I remember it. You know, no need to sugarcoat anything for anybody. We all grown around here, you know. And it is what it is, you know. That's how I'm gonna have to look at it. Takes me back to a stone. After you've done all you can, you just stand. And that's all I can do. Just stand. Stand in my own truth. Stand in my own belief. Stand in whatever it is that I need to stand in. For y'all to understand that I'm no longer the Randy, the Brandy, the B, whatever the fuck y'all want to call me, or whatever you know me by. That person is no longer here. Like, I've grown from that immature, mature person. You know, I've grown wiser. I've grown to encourage myself more ways than I can imagine. I've learned to I'm learning to be myself. I'm learning to accept who I am, accept the things for what it is, and I'm no longer going to be the victim. I'm no longer a victim anymore. I'm a survivor. I am. And you gon' know that. In all ways. More ways than one. You gon' know that. This your girl, though. I am still writing. That I am. My ex was helping me write my book. Now she wants to charge me. But I gotta give it to her. But at the same time, I'm the same motherfucker who even got you back started on doing what you forgot that you knew how to do. So don't you ever play yourself trying to play me. I woke you up. You charged the motherfuckers on the outside, not me. And that's just facts. Y'all have a good one.